Joe Biden has not yet named Bernie Sanders supporters to cabinet, White House. By Joel B. Polak on December 18, 2020. President-elect Joe Biden has yet to appoint any prominent supporters of Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, to his incoming administration in the month and a half since the November 3 presidential election. The list of his 20 or so hires, both for Senate-confirmed and White House staff roles, includes several longtime aides, many former Obama administration officials, and even one or two progressives, such as California Attorney General Xavier Becerra. But almost all of those named supported Biden in the Democratic Party presidential primary. One rare exception is Representative Deb Haaland, DNM, whom Biden named as his choice for Secretary of the Interior this week, and who supported Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA. Pete Buttigieg, whom Biden selected as his pick for Secretary of Transportation, ran against Biden, but dropped out before Super Tuesday to endorse him. One choice, Simone Sanders, backed the Vermont Socialist in 2016, but served as a Biden surrogate in 2020. She has, bizarrely, been relegated to the vice president's office in favor of former Obama communications aide Jen Psaki, who will be Biden's White House press secretary. Sanders supporters have been grumbling online about their exclusion, given the fact that Biden relied on their votes to defeat Trump in the upper Midwest and elsewhere. Sanders himself complained about the issue indirectly on Thursday in an interview with CNN's Wolf Blitzer, arguing that Biden had not nominated enough progressives. Senator Bernie Sanders tells at Wolf Blitzer that he doesn't believe President-elect Joe Biden is doing enough to amplify the voices and policies of the progressive wing of the Democratic Party. Those voices of millions and millions of people deserve representation in the Biden cabinet. pic.twitter.com/csfff1h9vbt. The Situation Room, Etkinsit Room, December 16, 2020. He made similar comments earlier this month. I have not seen people from the progressive movement per se in the cabinet. At Bernie Sanders. A movement that constitutes 35%, 40% of the Democratic Party. Should that movement be represented in one capacity, in the Biden administration? The answer is absolutely yes. pic.twitter.com/di6bbtsky. Justice Democrats, at Justice Dems, December 14, 2020. Biden is somewhat constrained by the fact that Republicans still control the Senate and would continue to do so if they win at least one of the two Senate seats at stake in the January 5 runoffs in Georgia. Still, there are many senior administration positions that do not require the consent of the Senate. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His newest e-book is Neither Free Nor Fair, the 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @joelpolak.